This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This message goes out to Greek MGTOW. The MGTOW mirror has you, and you're probably already aware of that fact because when we did an open call for channels earlier this year, you responded to me by email and asked me to add you. My scanners detected that you were down, terminated by YouTube, and that does appear to be the case. We're sort of flipping the script on passive surveillance here. Now, when Greek MGTOW first reached out to me, the email was in English, and he apologized for using poor English. I thought his English was fine and probably more cogent than some native English speaker's comments, but what I got a kick out of was right in the middle of the email he used the word feminazi. And I think I told him this too. If that were the only word you used, there would be no translation necessary for anything else you said. I will include the link to the status site below. All Freenet links should now work. The MGTOW mirror free site publishing was updated over the weekend. Naturally, you will need Freenet installed to access the MGTOW mirror free site. Bear in mind there will be limited content on the MGTOW mirror free site directory until we get finished building and configuring the Beowulf clusters. But should you want to visit the free site using your browser, you are advised to download video files rather than trying to play them directly in the browser. Browsers are noisy and full of nervous energy, which doesn't play well with native Freenet, and that noise can confuse Freenet if you're trying to play the video directly in the browser without downloading it. We will ultimately streamline the process, but that's a separate stage of development. Also, at some point, we might start piloting restoring channels to YouTube. My hands are a bit full at the moment, but Greek MGTOW, if you want to pilot restoring your channel to YouTube, let me know, and I'll see if I can fit it in somewhere. And to the wider community, I'm still the only programmer working on this project. I suspect some of the larger content authors are playing a bit of devil's advocate, daring me to prove that I can stand up to these companies with huge budgets. And if that's what you're doing, it's working. Also, shout out to Top Dollar Black Pill Gangster. I found out he was on his second strike and left a comment on his video letting him know that we were mirroring his content, and we in fact had a video that YouTube removed, and we received a very supportive response. I was actually honestly surprised. And he made a statement that's been on my mind since the beginning, that statement being, if we lose our grip on the internet, what says we get it back? I get annoyed with the larger content authors chasing eyeballs, because there are times where I think that's more about chasing ad revenue and sponsorships than it is about educating people. Because if it were truly about education, they would know that I was right, and they wouldn't be blowing us off. It's not about blind trust, it's about logic, and everyone has access to Freenet. And if that's what it is, about chasing money and sponsorships, then we have a conflict of interest. Instead of doing what needs to be done to protect the body of work, we're busy normalizing people to some new corporate monolith. I don't think it's a matter of me being wrong. I think it's just a matter of me being inconvenient. But I want to emphasize, that's not everybody. Like, Charles F. Gray just did something like a 40-minute video talking exclusively about the mirror. So shout out to you, Charles, if you're listening. Thanks a lot for that. And he used an apt explanation for it. He said, in a weird way, it puts everything in one place without putting everything in one place. And that is exactly correct. It helps us tip the scales on information warfare back the other direction, so that the silencing power of censorship is more like a styrofoam dart fight. Speaking of which, under the DEFCON 4 video that I released, our site was DDoSed, and we're back now. Nothing important is stored on public-facing infrastructure, so risk was limited anyway. And with the music I used, I had a bunch of people quoting the film. So I think maybe, just because there were so many commentators quoting it, I'll go ahead and leave you with exactly that.
We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.